Okay, in this final edition of this video series, where I'm going to show you how to share PowerPoint slides using this quick meeting console sample application. So we start by inviting two people to this online meeting. And once we have all three people in the meeting, the local participant and the two remote participants, then we'll start sharing the slides. So you can see that there are now three people in the meeting, so let's go ahead and start sharing the PowerPoint deck. We'll start by picking a local PowerPoint deck, this Metro City PowerPoint deck. Next, we're going to upload the PowerPoint deck to the meeting by pressing the Upload PowerPoint button. It's added to the content bin immediately, and we can select it and then choose Share Content, which will put the deck up on the sharing stage for everyone to see. We can also scroll left and right. Let's scroll right one, and then scroll right again. See? There we go, scroll right again. So we can scroll using our meeting console. We don't even ever have to touch the content sharing stage itself to scroll slides. But we can also annotate. Now here, what you don't see is I've annotated a slide with a black felt pen, but the screen capture program didn't pick that up, but trust me, it's there. I can scroll back a slide and then scroll forward again. You'll see, well, you would see the PowerPoint has been annotated. Now I'm going to clear the annotations. You press the Clear Annotations button and run some API code which clears the annotations. I can stop sharing, which I've just done. Still in the bin, but it's no longer on the content sharing stage. Now I can also download a PowerPoint presentation that any meeting participant has uploaded. So I press my Download button. I pick a path to download. It tells me that I've just downloaded the file. Let's go to that download location. There's the PowerPoint presentation I just downloaded. And then, let's close the meeting. I'm going to close the conversation, and that's it. Thanks for watching. Okay, let's take a look at the code that we ran under the sample to light up the PowerPoint. So in the sample, we asked the user to pick a PowerPoint deck under a button, and this button, when they click it, we open this file dialog. We ask for the PowerPoint deck name and path. And then when they've chosen that, then they upload the PowerPoint by pressing this Add PowerPoint button. And in that code, what we're going to do is scroll up a little bit so you can see it. Okay, so we're going to go to the conversation. And we're going to get the modalities collection from the conversation, looking for the content sharing modality, and then we'll look at its state and look at to see if it's disconnected. And if it is disconnected, we're going to call our helper Connect CSM, which is a Connect content sharing modality. So in this method here, we're going to start the connection process, which is asynchronous, and it usually takes the content sharing modality through several states. So in this, we get the conversation modalities collection and get the content sharing modality from that. And then we're going to call CanInvoke on that content sharing and look for the action of connect. And if it's available, then we're going to call the beginConnect method. Oops, there we go. Call the beginConnect method on the modality. We're going to pass this lambda expression in. In the lambda, we're going to call nConnect, which is called when the connection process completes. After the modality is connected, certain actions become available on the modality, one of which is this create shareable PowerPoint content action. And under that action, we're going to put in the code that actually creates and uploads the file, the PowerPoint presentation. So first, we look to see if the user has chosen the PowerPoint slide deck, and if they have, then what we do is we get the content sharing modality from the conversation again, from the collection of modalities rather. And then we're going to strip off the actual title of the file and the path of the title using this last index after the last backslash, which separates the path from the file name. We put the file name into this PPT title string, and we're going to leave the path name and the PowerPoint deck name string. Then we're going to call this begin create content from file, pass the enumerator PowerPoint, the title of the slide, the path of the slide, and this boolean false, which says this is not just a native file upload. And we're going to pass in this lambda expression right here. And in the lambda expression, we're going to call the end create content from file, which will return a shareable content object. We still haven't uploaded it, though, but the shareable content object there will encapsulate the physical PowerPoint file slide deck. And then we call this upload content method, And the upload method will return an exception, one of three possible exceptions, if there is an exception. The first one is, if you've already filled up the content meeting bin, it's full and you can't put another item in it, you get this exceed exception. If you've already got an item in the content bin with the title that you've chosen for the PowerPoint, you'll get the middle exception. Or if you've got invalid characters in your PowerPoint slide deck title, you'll get that exception. Otherwise, if you get no exceptions, the file gets uploaded to the meeting for everyone to see. But it isn't being presented in the meeting yet. You simply put it in the bin. When the item is added to the bin, it raises this event, this content added event, and that'll give us the chance to add an item to our UI list box that represents the new item in the content bin. So we're going to create a string, and we're going to fill it with the item type that was added to the content bin, and we're going to put a hyphen in it, and then we're going to put the item title in. And then we're going to take this new item string, and we're going to put it in our content list box. And then that makes it available for the user to pick to present. So it's in the content bin. They've selected it, and they press the content share button. So now they want to share the PowerPoint. I'm going to grab that selected item out of the content bin list box, and then I'm going to iterate on the collection of shareable content items from the content sharing modality of the conversation. S content is going to be each iteration. So if the type of the shareable content in the iteration plus the hyphen plus the title match the selected item that the user has chosen, then we know that's the shareable content that they want to present. So I'm going to call the canon book method on that shareable content, pass the enumerator present. If it returns true, then I'm going to call the present method, which will actually open the PowerPoint slide deck up on the sharing stage of the online meeting. Once it's opened, now I can scroll through the PowerPoint slide deck using my UI. This go forward button will scroll you forward one. And so what we do to scroll a slide, again, we get the content sharing modality, and we're going to get the active content property, which is the shareable content that's being shared, which in this case is our PowerPoint slide deck. And if the shareable content type is PowerPoint, we're just verifying that is a PowerPoint slide deck we're presenting, then I'm going to cast the two PowerPoint content, the shareable content, and then I'm going to call the go forward method, and it's slower. It scrolls the slide forward one. We can follow a very similar process for going backwards one. You'll see when I bring this code in here. Again, I'm getting the content sharing modality from the conversation. And then I'm going to verify that the shareable content that's active is the PowerPoint content by looking at the type on the shareable content. I'm going to cast it to the PowerPoint content class, and then I'm going to call the go backward method, which scrolls the slide back one. So we've got forward and back. Now, if a user has made annotations on the slide deck and you want to clear those annotations at some point, giving everybody a clean view of the PowerPoint slide deck, we're going to do this under this clear annotations button. Again, we get the content sharing modality from the conversations. And then the active content is the only content that can be annotated right now. So I'm just going to get the active content property from the content sharing modality, and I'm going to check to see if I can invoke the clear all annotations. And if that's true, then I call clear all annotations on the active content, and that clears all annotations on the PowerPoint slide deck. Finally, if I want to stop sharing the PowerPoint slide deck, again, I get the content sharing modality from the conversation. And then I want to go to the active content property because only the active content can be stopped. So, and that happens to be a PowerPoint deck. So I look for the stop presenting action. If it's available, then I just call stop presenting. And that takes the PowerPoint slide deck off of the sharing stage. Thank you for watching this Link Client SDK 2013 Content Sharing API demonstration. The content sharing sample will be available on MSDN in the Microsoft Code Gallery under the title Link Content Sharing. Go to http://code.msdn.microsoft.com. It'll be a developer code sample, and you can just search for it by Link Content Sharing. Thank you.